Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Officials with the Illinois Department of Public Health are reporting 6 cases of salmonella that match a multi-state outbreak strain. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is reporting 60 cases from 5 states, including Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. The CDC investigation indicates pre-cut melons, including fruit salads, are likely the source of this multi-state outbreak. The Illinois Department of Public Health is urging people not to eat pre-cut melon purchased from any Walmart store in Illinois or any of the other affected states at this time. Now, if you have recently purchased pre-cut melons from Walmart, throw it out. If you have recently eaten pre-cut melon from a Walmart store and experienced diarrhea, fever, and cramps, contact your local health provider. Illinois cases range in age from 23 years old all the way up to 87 and have been reported in all regions of the state. Therefore, it is recommended that people not eat pre-cut melon from a Walmart store anywhere in the state of Illinois. As the investigation continues, additional grocery stores may be added. More news after this.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything, from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you've planned everything. Well, almost everything. You've planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, they encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements. At Richardson Funeral Home, your decisions matter.
Labor contracts will be considered during Tuesday night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council. Aldermen will be asked to consider the approval of an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or IBEW, contract that covers many municipal workers. Also to be considered is a Fraternal Order of Police, or FOP, contract that covers the city's police force. Aldermen will also be asked to approve a stipend for non-union full-time city employees. Fairfield Mayor is also expected to name a replacement for Alderman David Simpson. Mr. Simpson resigned his post last month after announcing plans to move out of state. The City Council is also expected to revisit a possible simplification of the city's zoning ordinance as it pertains to auxiliary structures such as carports and outbuildings. An effort is underway to streamline that process, and the council will consider awarding bids to complete repairs to Kincaid Drive, Summer Street, and Northwest 9th Street. As always, the Fairfield City Council will convene at 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. Convicted serial killer Bruce D. Mendenhall's sentencing hearing on a conviction of abuse of a corpse has been rescheduled. It's been put off until the 7th of August. A 66-year-old Albion truck driver was found guilty back in March of first-degree murder and abuse of a corpse for the 2007 slaying of 48-year-old Samantha D. Winters of Lebanon, Tennessee. Wilson County Criminal Court Judge John D. Wooten previously sentenced Mendenhall to life in prison for the first-degree murder charge. Mendenhall's hearing on the abuse of a corpse conviction was rescheduled because the pre-sentence investigation report was not complete by the day the hearing was scheduled. It was rescheduled once before for the very same reason. Samantha Winters' naked body was found June 6th of 2007, stuffed in a trash can at the Pilot Travel Center off Highway 231 in Lebanon, Tennessee. Mendenhall was already serving a life sentence at River Bend Maximum Security Prison in Nashville, Tennessee, for the June 26, 2007 slaying of Sarah Nicole Hulbert, 25, of Nashville. She was found dead of a gunshot wound at a truck stop north of Nashville. During questioning in that case, Mendenhall gave police a statement that implicated himself in that killing and in Winter's death. As the investigation unfolded, he then implicated himself in one killing in Alabama, one in Georgia, and 2 more in Indiana. While in jail, Mendenhall separately approached 2 inmates with offers to pay them $15,000 each for killings. One of the killings was a copycat crime designed to lead police to believe the killer was still at large. In that incident, Mendenhall was convicted of conspiracy to commit murder. In other news, the famous Howl at the Moon Dueling Piano Show is coming to Fairfield. The Wayne County Farm Bureau is bringing the Howl to Go Roadshow to the Fairfield Elks Club for two nights. Friday, June the 22nd, and Saturday, June the 23rd, the event again will be held in the upper level of the Fairfield Elks Lodge starting at 8 p.m. It runs till 11:30. Tickets for the Saturday night show are sold out. However, there are tickets remaining for the Friday night show. A table of 10 tickets is $200. Individual tickets are $25. VIP tickets, $30 apiece. Tickets will also be available at the door for $30. Tickets are available at the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. Everybody has to be 21 or older to attend, and IDs will be checked at the door. Proceeds from the event will support Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation and Young Leader Committee activities. More news after this.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare. Caring through a lifetime.
Frontier Community College will be offering an EMT fundamentals course beginning in August for the fall 2018 semester. This entry-level course is part of Frontier's paramedicine program. Anyone who is interested in the paramedicine program needs to register as soon as possible, as a mandatory orientation is scheduled for Friday, June the 29th. EMT fundamentals is a 9-credit course program that provides the knowledge and skills necessary for pre-hospital care as an emergency medical technician, EMT. Students will receive instruction through lectures, labs, and clinical components. For the clinical component of the course, students will observe emergency department operations and perform patient assessments. Classes begin on August 16th and will meet until December the 19th. There are two EMT fundamentals courses offered at Fairfield that'll meet on Mondays and Thursday. The day class will meet from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Tom Wendland. The evening class will meet from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. with instructor Darla Wendland. Both classes will meet on Frontier's campus. A mandatory orientation will be held at Frontier's campus on Friday, June the 29th, starting at 8 a.m. Students will meet in the Workforce Development Center. If students do not attend the orientation, they cannot continue with the EMT Fundamentals course. To register, call the college at 842-3711. The Twiggs Kids Summer Lunch Program is underway here in Fairfield. This provides a free lunch for kids around the community. Here are the lunch distribution centers and times. Lakeside Park, Tice Clevenger Memorial Shelter from 11:30 to noon. Jesus Name Pentecostal Church on Southwest 6th Street from 11:30 to noon. Manor at the Woodland Shelter, 12:15 to 12:45, and St. Edward's Catholic Church from 12:15 to 12:45. Kids and youth may visit one of those locations and receive a free sack lunch. If you need any more information, call the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield at 842-2129. This reminder, folks who live in the New Hope Water Distribution District, they'll be flushing the water lines throughout the month of June. It's done each spring and fall to keep the system clean and provide safe, pure water. While flushing the water lines, you might notice the water be temporarily discolored due to a concentration of iron in the water. If your water is discolored, it does not mean it's unsafe to drink. However, while they're flushing the hydrants there in the New Hope District, you are urged to check for discoloration before doing any laundry or similar activities. This is during the month of June. Crude oil prices fell a dab on Friday. Local refineries have dropped. They're offering 25 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $58.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, Maxine Williams of Fairfield, formerly of Johnston City, Illinois, died at the Skill Care Unit at Fairfield Memorial Hospital on Saturday, June 9th. She was born April 20th, 1918, and had recently enjoyed her 100th birthday. She's survived by her son, Larry D. Williams of Fairfield, and grandchildren, L. Brian Williams and wife, Barbara, and Tammy Lee and husband, Glenn, also of Fairfield. She also had three great-grandchildren and one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Maxine Williams will be held at the Merman Wilson Funeral Home in Johnston City at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service, and then burial will be at the Barham Cemetery in Marion, Illinois. 76-year-old Grayville resident Leonard Ray Pritchett died Friday at Deaconess Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. He was retired from a career in agricultural sales. He was a member of the Grayville United Methodist Church. He also was a member of the Moose Lodge at Eagles. Survivors include his friend, Marianne Salpitre of Newburgh, Indiana, a son, Jeff Pritchett, and son-in-law, George Schmadel of Evansville, grandchildren, Lindsay Nicole Pritchett and Chelsea Elizabeth Pritchett. In keeping with Ray's wishes, a graveside service will be conducted at Oak Grove Cemetery. At a later date, the Cook Chapel of Grayville is in charge of all the arrangements. 75-year-old Carmine resident Stanley Kent Poole died Thursday at the hospital in McLeansboro. He attended Carmine High School, graduating in 1962 from Western Military Academy in Alton, Illinois, then attended SIU Carbondale for 2 years. He'd operated the Dog and Suds and worked at Triangle Wholesale Distributors. He also was the owner and operator of Poole Disposal Service for 29 years and operated an aluminum can recycling business until August of 2011. Survivors include his wife, Margaret Ann, a daughter, Christy, and husband, Andy Williams, a granddaughter, Harper Faith Williams, a sister, Vicki Hyde, and his beagles, Dixie and Dolly. Services for Stanley Kent Poole will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi with burial at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. James Claude Lane, 95 of Carmi, died Friday at Wabash Christian Village. He served as minister in the General Baptist Church Association for 40 years, had owned and operated Lane Trucking Company, was a World War II veteran of the U.S. Navy, and a member of the Enfield General Baptist Church. Survivors include a son, James A., and wife, Ann Lane of Enfield, daughters, Judy and husband, Robert Barger of Palmyra, Marcia and husband, Clyde Rush, Sharon and husband, Ron Barger, all of Enfield, grandchildren, Cindy and husband, Max Lowry, Kendall and wife, Melody Lane, Lisa and husband, Carl South, Mindy, husband Jeff Oakley, Donna and husband Jeff Miller, Angie and husband Justin Reister, and Amanda and husband Joe McCormick, and several great and great-great-grandchildren. Services for James Claude Lane will be 2 p.m. Tuesday at the Enfield General Baptist Church with burial at Little Zion Cemetery. Visitation will be noon Tuesday till the time of service at the church in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to the Enfield General Baptist Church or Wabash Christian Village. Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Many of us think we're doing everything we can to drive safely when we're on the road. But have you considered your vehicle's tires, brakes, shocks, and struts? All of which contribute to the safe handling of your vehicle. Cherry Street Automotive is the one place you can go for new tires, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. Ask about four-wheel alignment to extend the life of your new tires and to improve your vehicle's handling. Call Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi today, 382-7165.
Time for a Monday check of sports. American Legion baseball from the weekend. Fairfield Post 176 was swept by Harrisburg yesterday. Harrisburg wins game 1-6-3. Harrisburg took the nightcap 16-6. On Friday night, Post 176 beats Mount Vernon, Indiana 8-7. Christopher Clark was the winning pitcher. 16 teams competed in the Fairfield National Bank two-man 27-hole scramble Friday at the Fairfield Public Golf Course. Joe Mitchell of Grayville and his nephew Tyler Mitchell of Ogwong, who plays on the Lincoln Trail College Golf Team, won the A flight with a 6-under par 99. The father-son duo of Don and Brent Sutton were second. Eldon Doty and Kent Nail won the B flight with a score of 111. The father-son team of Scott and Noah McElravy were second. Major League Baseball action, center fielder Billy Hamilton made a bunch of key defensive plays, and the Reds ended their 13-game losing streak to the Cardinals, beating the Redbirds 6-3 on Sunday. Hamilton threw out two runners, then made outstanding catches against the wall in the 8th and 9th innings. He also tripled and scored twice. The Cardinals' overall winning streak against Cincinnati was their longest since the 1930-1931 seasons. The Reds had lost 11 straight home games to the Cardinals. Reds scored 5 runs on just 4 hits in 3 2/3 innings against Carlos Martinez, who was making his second start since coming off the disabled list. He issued a season-high 7 walks, one short of tying his career high, while hitting a batter and uncorking a wild pitch on ball 4 that allowed Hamilton to go from first to third. Martinez has 12 walks in 7 2/3 innings over his last 2 starts. Pirates beat the Cubs 7-1. White Sox won 6-3 over the Red Sox. NASCAR action. Clint Bowyer won his second NASCAR Cup Series race of the season when the event in Michigan was rained out. Bowyer beat out Kevin Harvick on a restart to begin the third stage. Then the race went under caution when Ricky Stenhouse Jr. went into the wall. Rain put a stop to the race. On the schedule today, this is National Little League Week, and as in the past, WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com will broadcast a number of games. We'll have 5 games scheduled for this week and next week. Coach pitch action this afternoon in Little League Baseball. 5:30 p.m., Lions Club takes on Ed's Medicenter Pharmacy. At 7 p.m., DiMaggio's takes on the Chop Shop. Bronco League action at 5:30 p.m., Jeff Ruritans plays LeMond's Chrysler. At 7:30, Fairfield Masonic Lodge plays Morgan Distributing. Fairfield Girls Softball and coach pitch action at 5 p.m., Rush Appliance takes on Mount Vernon Dream Homes on the West Diamond. 5 p.m., People's National Bank plays Jim's Custom Auto on the Middle Diamond. 6:30, Carter Trucking plays Studio 117 on the Middle Diamond. In the minors at 6:30 p.m., Braddock Auto and Detail plays Isaac's Auto Sales on the West Diamond. At 8 p.m., Fairfield Banking Company takes on Premier Construction on the Middle Diamond. And in the majors this evening, one step ahead, HME takes on Canaan Bridge on the West Diamond. Of course, all those Little League games subject to weather. Stay tuned to the website at WFIWradio.com for any cancellations we may get. Major League Baseball action this evening. Cardinals take on San Diego. You can hear the broadcast on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 6:20 p.m. Cubs are in Milwaukee. White Sox have the day off today. And in high school tennis, FCHS Lady Mules Tennis holding a summer mini camp for any girl entering FCHS this fall interested in playing on the team. It's going to be today and tomorrow from 8 to 11 a.m. each day. If you have any questions, call Jane Best at 618-516-2413. That's a check of sports. Have a great Monday. Forecast calling for a 50% chance for showers today, high 88. 80% chance for rain tonight, low 70. For tomorrow, 40% chance for showers, high 90. Scattered showers on Wednesday with a high 88. For Thursday, partly cloudy, high 92. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a high 92.